Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome, everyone, once again to Football Land!
Football Land! It's happened again. We're all three of us are here.
We're here. Ryan Baxter's here.
I'm here.
Mark Davison's here.
He's here.
Anthony Richardson is
here.
And we have been given $1 million to build a football theme park in Qatar.
Felt like a hype man then.
For the World Cup in Qatar in 2022. In Qatar.
2022 in Qatar.
Anthony is convinced this is actually
happening. This is happening. It's Football Land. There's no gap in between football and land.
There is a gap.
We've built the sign. There's a tiny font size one space gap.
I am prepared to go with your bullshit idea of this is real. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that for the love of the podcast. But I'm not having that there's a gap.
Mate, do you know what? You're a bit like Mark Zuckerberg.
Just remembered, my point is there is a gap.
Changing all of your company name because you're basically a bellend. That's what he's done.
Oh.
His video is a thing of beauty wonder, isn't it? His having a bash at acting is, if you haven't seen it, go and watch
it. It's just watching robots do acting, which we'll see, you know, in the future. Yeah. Robots at the RSC.
Yeah.
Oh. I think we'll see a robot do Swan Lake one day.
Oh.
Because let's be honest, ballet is one of those things I think would be the easiest to be recreated by robots.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong, guys. Prove me wrong.
Well, as a former ballerina, I beg to differ. I think it's quite a complicated thing that needs human artistry.
Well, you say that, but, you know...
Have you seen artificial intelligence art?
I've seen the robot dogs dancing around as a cheerleader. Okay.
Right, and, are you equating that with ballet?
Yeah.
Cheerleading and ballet are two quite different
disciplines.
One's American
and one's French.
Yeah, there's a
and
different
the same
skill because, level required,
well,
I would
if you
argue.
If you go to PSG and watch them at Parc des Princes, before the game, they are welcomed onto the field, cheered on by 100 ballet dancers as cheerleaders with pom-poms.
Are they really?
Yes, they are. Doing Swan Lake.
The
whole of Swan Lake and half
Neymar
of...
Neymar comes in and boots in a hat-trick.
Half of Thumbelina.
It's Thumbelina in the official canon of great ballets.
Yeah.
Right, okay. We love you guys. Please review us and give us 5 stars. And please send in your jingles. Here's Mark's jingle again, encouraging you to send us your jingles.
I love you.
Jingles for jingles.
Jingles. Jingles, jingles la, yeah, jingles for Football Land. Send us your jingles for Football Land. Send them to our Twitter account, send them via the Patreon. Email us, turn up at our door with a big package of jingles. Jingles la, jingles for Football Land.
Okay, guys, I have an idea.
Go on,
you have an idea.
It's called the West Ham Bubble Ride.
Mm.
Now, I've always been fascinated by West Ham as a football club in that they are arguably the sort of most rough and ready set of fans in the Premier League. If I were going to pick 10 people from each club to have a big fight in a car park, like a Royal Rumble, no weapons, just fists, I would bet £20 with... A leading bookmaker that a West Ham fan would end up winning. But they love bubbles.
Right.
Now, the contradiction there of, oh, we're going to beat you up, but let's have a look at these pretty bubbles and sing a nice song about it, is the weirdest thing, I think, in football, bar nothing.
And an extra element of how weird it is the final bit of that refrain, like my dreams, they burst and die.
Yeah.
Basically celebrating that you've got no hope of ever winning anything.
Absolutely.
Which is not
yeah.
necessarily true, but that's what you're seeing.
Their dreams, I mean, it's because they had players like Freddie Canute and Paolo Di Canio. They were great players, but you knew you were on borrowed time with these people. So, like, your dreams, I mean, even now they're doing well. They're waiting for that to pop.
Yeah, very fleeting by their very nature, bubbles, right?
Yeah. But yeah. I'm going to make bubbles that are fleeting in terms of how long they last, uh-huh. but structurally they're secure. And I want to use helium. Uh-huh. So imagine the London Eye,
yeah.
but just the pods of the London Eye
yeah.
and none of the structure.
Right.
Okay. And I want the West Ham bubble ride to just have, I think it's a pod for about two or three people, maybe a family of four. You stick them in a pod, you fill that pod with helium until it lifts off the ground.
Oh, and I thought it was just for the voices.
Well, they'll sound a bit like Danny Dyer. So he's a West Ham fan as well, yeah. so that'll work too.
Yeah.
So they'll all sound like kind of West Ham fans in their helium bubbles
yeah.
until the helium fades and they gradually come down to earth, probably with a bang. But you could go, I reckon, depends on the family and depends on how your lungs capacity. I don't know how it works. You take in helium and I think you excrete it as carbon dioxide. And that's what gradually, because it's going to be a vacuum.
I don't think humans can survive on just breathing helium.
Well, helium is natural.
Yeah,
it's a natural element.
Yep.
And I think, you know, they're only going to be up there for as long as they stay up there. So if they're up there and not breathing very much, like an elderly person or a child, then they're going to stay up there for a long time. But if they're a family of four just breathing or a heavy breather, if you get someone who's a very heavy breather, then their ride will end quicker.
So your West Ham perverts are going to have a very short ride.
West Ham perverts will have a short ride. But if you could probably get up high enough to have the same view as you would have from a seat in the London Stadium. So like 5 miles from the actual ground.
Just inside the Earth's atmosphere.
And then you come down to a bump, your voice slowly gets deeper and normal until you land with a bump. And maybe the person, you know, filling the helium could be an ex-West Ham player.
That's a lovely touch.
Like, you know, Trevor Brooking or...
Frank McAvenny.
Oh, there's so many. Frank Lampard.
Paul Dickoff.
Harry Redknapp.
Did Harry Redknapp play?
Well, you can have ex-managers as well. Anyone who you'd think would be an ambassador for the club. Maybe we even get their ambassadors.
Russell Brand
could fill your pod up with helium.
Eve Vorley, former porn star, married to David Gold.
There we go. And you could use...
Why were you particularly excited?
Because he's thinking outside the box with different ambassadors that cater towards what's life.
Yeah.
Maybe the heavy breathers could have theirs pumped in by David Gold.
Now, yeah, I've connected
former
the two.
Partner.
I was really excited until you said structurally sound.
It is structurally sound.
I was
sound.
Hoping that this ride was, that we were putting West Ham fans into highly flammable glass bubbles.
Right.
And then we just sort of let them go off until they collide with something and it's a bit Hindenburg.
They will collide.
Yeah.
Because bubbles do collide. You can't deny that, Ryan.
Yeah, no.
You can't
bubbles
collide.
But they also pop and I really want to see West Ham fans plummeting to their deaths.
With the helium voices. This is the worst experience of my life.
Yeah.
We could have it that the structures smash. If they touch each other, they will smash much like a bubble does. And they could be very oily glass. So you still get that nice pop.
Yeah.
But it's shattering.
As long as the last thing you see is a really nice oil rainbow, I think people wouldn't mind.
That's how I'd like to go. Sing a nice oil rainbow. That's how a lot of seagulls and seals go when there's oil spills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's good and bad of oil spills.
Yeah.
It's bad that my life is ending prematurely, but it's very
Greenpeace
beautiful.
Focus too much on the trying to prevent oil spills.
It's always glass
and
half
not
empty
about
with Greenpeace,
rainbows.
Isn't it?
One of the worst things that can happen with a bubble.
Oh yeah.
Was probably two things.
Go on.
I
can't think of two single things that are bad that can happen
things
with a bubble.
With bubbles. One is they pop near your eye.
Yeah.
And you get a bit of washing up liquid in your eye.
Yeah.
Second worst thing. Might be the first worst thing, I don't know, that happens with bubbles is you run out of the bubble liquid very quickly and your mom makes the bubble liquid up for you, but she doesn't make it soapy enough.
No.
Yeah.
And so you just go... And you're just spitting. You're not actually getting bubbles.
Maybe at the maybe towards the end of the day, some of these pods, they inflate, they go up, and then they crash straight away.
Yeah.
And also, to address you're going too close to someone's face,
yeah,
that will happen in football land with the helium like gradually going. People will land where nature intends. So they might pop on a child or on a walker by, passer by, or on a ride.
So you know the other way of creating bubbles, when you're little, you can have like a big, it's almost like a car washing thing or a hoop.
Yeah.
And you just like chuck it around, wave it like a bullfighter, and you get loads of bubbles. Could we launch these bubbles that way? So that we've got like 100 West Ham fans, and they, maybe the way the bubbles form, they don't know who they're going to be in a bubble with.
That's good. I like that aspect of you don't know who you're going to careen down to your death with.
Yeah.
You know, and while watching a rainbow with like a stranger. How often do you watch a rainbow with a stranger?
It's true, actually. I don't think I've ever watched a rainbow with a stranger. I'm missing out.
I have. I once pulled into a lay-by for a burger. And me and a gentleman from Gillingham he was eating a belly. He was eating a belly buster.
Yeah,
12 inches of baguette filled with the entire menu.
Yeah,
and as we both didn't say anything. We just listened to each other chew.
We watched
a rainbow. I've had a think about my keenness for killing West Ham fans.
Okay.
And I want to redeem myself. I'm going to rein it back. The little hammer fella.
Yes, the hammerhead.
The hammerhead. Yeah. He's gotten very muscular these days.
Yeah.
But he's still quite fluffy. You can see he's spongy, isn't he? So I wonder if a bit like that game, it's like Pong, but it's not competitive.
Right.
There's a ball bouncing around a screen.
Breakout.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know the name
of it.
You've
got to hit the bricks.
You saying the name to me doesn't help.
Okay.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
So maybe like that, he's running around desperately trying to save West Ham fans.
Oh, yeah, that would be amazing.
Trying to bounce them back up.
But nature will have its way.
Well, yeah, he can't be everywhere all the time.
No.
You know, people can't go on the ride knowing that there's not going to be death. There has to be.
Yeah, that's a fact of life.
Why else do you go on a roller coaster ride?
But I don't want him to be in court, you know, with people claiming
tied
that,
it with litigation.
You know, why did you save this person and not my son, you know? So I think they should sign a waiver that Hammerhead will try and save you to his best of his abilities, but you've realistically got a 1 in 20 chance of survival. Yeah. Just like a real bubble.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Like your own song you sing before every game. You know, this will fade away. Freddie Kanute will leave us.
Yeah.
You know, even Mark Noble will leave us one day.
Oh, don't say that.
But, that is too sad.
Even Jared Bowen. You know, he feels like the most West Ham person without coming from West Ham ever.
Yeah. Could we go into business as a rival to Dignitas in Switzerland?
Yeah,
and
I
you
think
go
so.
There. No, right. I don't want to just pass away peacefully in beautiful alpine surroundings. I want to see an oily rainbow
with a stranger.
I hurtle to my death in Qatar.
Yeah.
Land on a bloke dressed as a hammer.
It's going to be horrible chaos. And the ultimate irony from it is that people who have signed up to do this as a life ending method may survive.
Yeah.
And the people that didn't may die. But that's life's lottery.
You pays your money, you take your chance.
Which is pretty much the opposite to Dignitas. I don't think anyone comes out of
that
Dignitas
is their motto.
Accidentally
you
alive.
You pays your money, you take your chance. There is something that we can take into general life from this, not just this ride. I think the sadness of a loved one passing would be eased massively if their last words were in a funny voice.
Yeah. All right. I think we're all up for voting for this.
Yeah.
All in favour of West Ham bubble ride, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
I think it's going to be beautiful.
It's very beautiful, isn't
it? Well, with the death impact, I didn't have it as an end of life clinic, but now it is. It's much better for it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Sean, tell them about Football Land. I actually do.
Ryan.
Hello.
You've got an idea.
I have, yeah. With the sad news of Steve Bruce's potential retirement, ever the opportunist, I saw an opportunity for Football Land.
Okay.
Every business needs a customer service manager, don't they?
They do.
Yep.
Yes, they do.
And we don't have one. So I thought, what better person to get things done than Steve Bruce?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because what he's good at is coming in and sorting stuff out.
Yep.
Initially.
Yeah.
So you've got a problem at Football Land, you go to the customer service desk and there's Steve Bruce. Great.
Yeah.
The good thing is he's not too nice, because you do get that sometimes with customer. You end up chatting to a customer service person, they start telling you how bad the company is and all of that stuff. And you're just like, oh God. And so what's good about Steve Bruce is very good initially, but not so good that he's going to give away the china.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
No.
So there's a limit. He's useful up to a point. He's good, but he's out of date, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's a bit like one of those old Victorian cures. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're like, you rub it on, it gets rid of the rash initially, and then it melts your face off.
And you realise it's just got heroin acid in.
Yeah. Or you grow another head-sized head, but there isn't a head on top of your head.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good short-term, bad long-term, sort of Victorian-y salesman. So I was thinking, could we get Steve Bruce dressed like a Victorian?
Yeah. Can you explain what that looks like? Just a big top hat, like Isambard Kingdom Brunel.
Chimney, stovepipe hat.
Stovepipe hat.
Yeah, I'm thinking, so it's sort of because we've got some old stuff in football land, but not a lot.
Not a lot.
And
no.
Steve Bruce is a bit of a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Tactically, let's say. Lovely man.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely man.
Absolutely.
Gentleman.
Yeah.
Gentleman. And you
everybody,
know, maligned. Much maligned for, yeah,
much
for no
maligned.
Reason.
Very yeah. lovely man. So putting all those things together,
yeah.
I'm thinking he's a Victorian gent.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we either dress him either as Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Or sort of a purple Gunnosaurus. And so I'm thinking that we either call this Steve Bruce, Victorian Gentleman.
Yeah.
Or Brucey the Dinosaur.
It's That'd tough. Be a nice mascot.
It's a lovely mascot. And that was, I was thinking, you know.
Because if you think about customer service people and greeters, right, in theme parks.
Absolutely.
They've got to be child and family friendly.
Yeah, we've got Captain Football Land.
We've got Captain Football Land. Yes. Do we need another foam mascot? Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think,
you know, Steve Bruce as a Victorian gentleman, you'd be like, who is this bloke? And, you know, my children are a bit fearful of him.
Yeah.
But Steve Bruce in a giant dinosaur costume.
What I'm thinking is it would be a lovely retirement gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what would be better than us getting him in a giant purple dinosaur costume?
It's what he wants.
And do you know what he loves? He loves watching cricket. He loves watching England play cricket. He, you know, he's been pictured and he just went out to the World Cup in Dubai. So he watched England there. Yeah. So like Steve Bruce, he'd like nothing more than a little screen where he can watch Sky go and just look at the test match on the inside of the costume.
Yeah. So inside, so Gunnosaurus, I think, is looking out of his collar.
Yeah, yes. That's right. That's why they've got that collar.
Similarly, you could have the collar.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like Victorian, sort of one of those attachable collars.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to get that Victorian theme in there.
Yeah.
But just above, like technically where the dinosaur's eyes are, that's where you could have your little
screen watching the test match.
Little iPad.
Yeah.
We could blue tack an iPad up there.
Absolutely. Great idea.
Just watching the cricket.
The Steve Bruce inside the Stevosaurus is sort of looking permanently up.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Do you know what? Also, Victorians and dinosaurs, which we can blend in. Yeah. Have you been to Crystal Palace Park? The dinosaurs, the
dinosaur golf.
Are you going to go? That is a thing. But Crystal Palace Park.
Highbrow.
No. Well, for the 1851 Great Exhibition. Yeah, right?
Highbrow.
I've gone highbrow. Crystal Palace. They got a bloke in to design, you know, the park and a pleasure park for the masses. Patrick Vieira. And he built these dinosaurs, but the Victorians hadn't seen many dinosaurs because they were quite a new thing.
Yeah.
They'd got a few bones. So every dinosaur at Crystal Palace Park is anatomically not very accurate.
Yeah.
It's not very realistic. So we could have, in honour of that, the Victorian theme, Steve Bruce's dinosaur outfit could just be a little bit...
bit wrong.
Pear-shaped.
Yeah.
Bit wrong. It's a T-Rex, but it's got Stegosaurus.
Gunnosaurus,
you know,
is anatomically spot on.
Yeah. Well, he is. He's a Gunnosaurus.
I was, when you said Victorian gentleman and we went down the mascot route, I imagined, I don't know why, but Steve Bruce, but just bigger than the real Steve Bruce, like a lot bigger, like four times the size. Mm. But with
a dinosaur.
But with Steve, no, just a Victorian gentleman, all in black, with a stovepipe hat.
Mourning the end of his career.
But inside is the real Steve Bruce. But
watching cricket, Sky Go.
But you never get to see him. It's almost like an art piece. He is in there, but you're not allowed to show him.
Yeah, Schrodinger's Bruce. So yeah, Steve Bruce in a giant Steve Bruce outfit, but a tiny bit dinosaur.
A tiny bit, maybe one of his hands is a claw.
And he's got a small tail.
A tiny tail
poking out from behind us.
Yeah.
And that can be the toilet tail. Like, so you got to think practically, that can be an actual working WC for Steve Bruce within.
So that means someone's job is to detach the toilet
tail
from
like
the
a
giant Steve Bruce.
And then just flush it out.
Yeah.
And then attach it back on.
Yeah.
What? So you're going to be like, Steve, are you finished in there? Have you been? Yeah, I've been. All right, Okay, cool, Steve, thank you. We'll just attach the tail. Don't go again until I've put it back on. Flush it out, bleach it.
Yeah. Screw it back on. So you won't see Steve Bruce, but you might see a bit of his bum.
Don't you have to be so quick. Give him a chance to get his trousers up otherwise.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're so keen to empty... Steve Bruce's dinosaur tail bedpan. But
Just imagine if, like, you were asking this giant foam dinosaur, Steve Bruce, like, directions to somewhere. He's been putting on a job. You had a chat for a few minutes, and then you kind of like finished the chat, and you just some attendants like touching his shirt.
At the end of the chat, you just hear him flush from deep within his own belly.
Was he having a poo while he gave him directions?
Do you ever speak to people who are talking to you whilst having a poo?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a bit. I had a friend.
I imagine Steve Bruce would do that as well.
Yeah. So that's entirely right.
It does when work while he's watching the cricket.
He's spent almost his entire life in football. I think he's very comfortable around.
Yeah.
And from a certain period as well, very comfortable around other men's bodies.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
The communal nature of the old dressing rooms and stuff. So
the baths. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Stanley Matthews used to defecate in front of everyone just on the dressing room floor.
Yeah. Inspiring. It was like if you were 2-0 down at half time, he'd go, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And then you'd be looking at it and he'd just continue shouting.
Look at it.
And then everyone would go out really amped up. 3-2 victory.
A couple would slip on it, forgetting it was there. I don't know how they forgot, because he reminded everyone for the whole 15 minutes.
Because he played until he was like late 40s, didn't he?
When he was incontinent.
His poos became less and less solid as he went on, but more and more inspiring.
Yeah.
You know, so at the start of his career, he'd take a shit and everyone would be like, that's just a normal one. But then towards the end of his career, he did absolutely mad shit.
Yeah.
What does Steve Bruce do? What's his emergency procedure if the cricket feed fails or someone switches over to like Cartoon Network or something?
The only way he can really communicate apart from people showing where they are is via his waste pipe.
So he's got to write a message on toilet paper. The cricket's gone weird.
It comes out the sort of the mouth slot. Yeah, that was when you said Steve Bruce is four times the size of Steve Bruce. My first thought was like, okay, well, which bit of Steve Bruce is he in? Like, is it a bit like the International Space Station that there's different capsules? So he's got, the leg is like a galley kitchen. And the other leg is maybe his little sleep pod. Because, I mean, you've...
Maybe it's different channels of cricket.
Yeah, he could be watching,
IPL.
IPL down there, at the top, and like Big Bash.
If the outer frame is that big, and he really wants some Big Bash, so he's in the ear, how's he going to propel himself around from the ear?
It's just simple crawling and tunnels.
Like
on the actual space station when they like heave themselves around using you're going to say make it weightless in there?
No, I know how he gets around inside, but how does the structure itself move around like a mascot show?
Oh, I see.
I don't think it does. I think it's come to Steve.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the customer
you
service.
Come to Steve.
It's the customer service desk.
How do you talk to him then if you're face-to-face with a kneecap and he's in the ear watching Big
Bash? He's got so many microphones within the body. And speakers went everywhere. So you can watch the Big Bash at the top, or you can watch the Women's Hundreds.
Is he going to engage fully with customer inquiries if he's watching Big Bash or Test cricket?
You know, in breaks between an over, if a wicket falls, goes to the adverts, he can give you his undivided attention. But if, like, Ben Stokes is on a hat-trick, then you're probably not going to be finding out where the...
Will he tell you what one? I'll be with you in a minute, or will it just be eerie silence?
I think it's still...
You might hear a bit of commentary.
Yeah. And again, it that's the way it should be because
it's so shit.
It's the way it should be because again, we want your needs seen to, but only to a degree.
Yeah.
You've got a problem. Just look for the four times the size Steve Bruce with some slight dinosaur bits on him.
It just smells like a chemical toilet.
It smells a bit like a chemical toilet. And if you can't smell, then just listen out for some distant, faint cricket commentary. And all those in favour of Steve Bruce, Victorian gentleman, I think we're calling him.
Sure.
Yep.
Yep. Say I after three. One, two, three.
I.
Such a firm I from
me. It's a strong,
so
strong
practical.
Entry.
Lovely. Mark, you have an idea.
I do. It's called sweeper keeper. Oh. It's a phrase we hear a lot of. It's as everyone knows, it's the keeper is in the modern game required to be good with the ball at his feet and good distribution, blah, blah, blah. Not like the old days when I grew up watching football in the 70s where Liverpool would go 1-0 up and then they just keep passing it around the back four, pass it back to Ray Clemens, and he'd pick it up.
Yeah, and in Euro 92 with Peter Schmeichel, who, they cheated their way to the title. To be fair, they were in Ibiza before the tournament started.
Yeah,
you can't
don't
blame
begrudge
them.
Denmark their successor.
At the time.
It's a big pass back.
Who did they send to?
But yeah, like, that's why when people say, oh, football didn't exist before 1992, it's like, yeah, it didn't, because it was shit.
It was really shit.
You did a couple of Cruyff turns in the centre circle, then booted it 50 yards back to your own keeper.
Yeah.
For 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mark, sorry.
So, sweeper-keeper, it's all the rage, and I have found a way to gamify this for our Football Land theme park. I'm not sure how funny this will be. I think this is going to be a really good game,
proper good game.
I actually want to play this.
Yeah.
So, it's keeper against keeper.
Yeah.
The pitch is reduced in size. I'm thinking it's about the size of a tennis court, obviously without the net in the middle. The pitch markings are the same as a football pitch.
Yeah.
It's just a bit smaller. But it's played on a flat whiteboard.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. And both sides, like the entire pitch, is coloured in with black felt tip pen,
whatever you write
on a whiteboard.
All right.
And although you're in full keeper kit, your shoes are the whiteboard erasers.
So you're slipping about the place.
You're slipping about trying to erase
all of the black markings.
Trying to sweep up all of the markings.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is a ball involved.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to gauge how unprotected you leave your goal whilst you go and sweep up in the corner with your opponent trying to score.
So it's kind of like a giant game of Pong or air hockey.
Yes. Air hockey is a closer analogy, I'd say.
Yeah.
But The game is over when you have erased your half.
Right.
So if you're 4-0 down, you want to keep a little bit of stuff to erase because you're going to need to get those goals back.
Okay. Mm.
So it's over when you erase, when one half is erased, but the winner is, as real football, is on goals.
So this is for two people. At a time and a ball.
Yeah.
How long's the game?
90 minutes, why not?
Right. 90 minutes.
And I think the technique of like sliding around is going to be, you're going to need time to get used to that. Obviously, sweeping up your own 6-yard box is going to be easy. That'll be done straight away.
Okay, so 90 minutes. What are people doing in the queue just waiting? Like, are they being
watching
putting
because
on their shoes?
This is a great, great game. This is a game you want to play.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether we should allow them to put on the shoes before they get on the pitch. I think part of the beauty of the game will be discovering how chaotic it is with these erasers.
Who's marking the board after each game?
Well, we get an intern to do that.
Right.
Or one of the dogs that's just been thrown into the swimming pool. Dry them off.
But remember, they don't have hair. So it might be a bit...
Well, the other thing I was thinking, rather than a whiteboard that you have to colour in each time, is just go round all the barbers of the world and just... bags of hair.
Yeah.
And you've got a broom.
Well, you're sweeping up.
You're sweeping up hair and trying to be a goalkeeper.
But you can't remove hair. You're just pushing it to one side. Unless you've got giant sort of gutters that you're pushing the hair into.
The centre hole.
Come on, let's not forget sticky rollers.
Lint rollers.
You know, that would be. You could have lint roller roller skates
on your. So on your feet, you're going to have like just hairy masses of feet,
and they're going to get clogged up. Yeah. So you're going to might have to change a wheel.
It's like a pit stop in Formula One. Then.
It's a bit like pit stop. And I had another idea.
Where the wheels for? It's raining and all this hair is clogging up.
Seems Formula One like it doesn't.
Yeah,
yeah.
They do have hairy tyres, don't they?
They do have hairy tyres.
It's hair on the track. We need hair tyres.
They do. Well, weirdly enough, Formula One they do, and it's very boring. But they go collecting rubber. I don't know if there's a weight rule in Formula One, and so the tyres get very hot and very sticky because that's kind of what they're doing. They're almost emulsifying. They're sticking to the track.
Yeah,
and obviously they're shedding weight. And their weight balance is so, like, on the money at the end of the race to make sure they make weight. That's why they would weave all over the track to pick up all the dirty marbles on their tyres. That's how boring F1 is. But I'm glad we got onto sort of a level of jeopardy. Because I thought that this great game, I'm very excited about this. But I was thinking, what is like the anti-whiteboard? What is like a whiteboard's biggest nightmare?
Permanent markers.
It's the permanent marker. So in one corner, we have a permanent marker. So you could rush from your goal, get the permanent marker and colour in the other person's half, which they can't erase.
Yeah.
But in the other corner, there is another whiteboard marker. Because I don't know if you know this, the way to get rid of permanent marker off a whiteboard is to write over it with a whiteboard marker.
Oh, shit.
And then
is
erase
that true?
It and it
is
gets
that
rid
true?
Of it. That is.
I thought you were going to say like vinegar or something.
No, life
or
hack.
Or Tippex.
It's just as simple as the answer's there right in front of you.
Yeah.
So if somebody's gone permanent marker, just write over it with a dry erase and then erase it and it'll go. So you've got like a real...
So where does the hair come into this now?
So you're just doing it in massive wigs.
Maybe one keeper has the hair and one keeper's got the permanent marker.
But what's the equivalent of replacing hair?
What's the equivalent of replacing hair? It's very difficult. I think it's got to be...
I think it's got to be the same both halves.
I think it's got to be the same both halves. Do we jettison the hair?
Well, I mean, you could sort of pull it off your sticky wheels and throw it on the other. So it's a bit like the Crystal Maze where you had the gold tokens, silver tokens.
Yeah.
You're sort of, you know, you're trying to, it's stuck to your giant roller skate wheels and you're trying to fuck it off back on there.
Yeah.
So you can get more stickiness.
I do like the image of really fat kind of Formula One style hairy tyres on normal size rollerblades.
Well, how about you keep the permanent marker shoes, the whiteboard rubber shoes, but on your back slash your bum, you've got a giant wheel that's sticky and you're trying to, you've got to get a bit of hair sort of by lying and like rubbing your bum against the...
Bum hair?
Just there should be an amount of hair on the field, I think, to get rid of too.
So the game only ends when you've erased the markings
and got the hair with your bum, but it's not too much hair.
I guess what you could do is that the whole pitch is not coloured in.
Mm.
Only bits of the pitch are coloured in, but you can't see which bits are coloured in because they're covered in hair. So
it's all of it's covered in hair.
It's all covered in hair.
So the first 20 minutes of the game, you're just
very much about
wheeling about on your bum.
Very much about removing hair. And then
it's going to be hard to make saves if you're wheeling about on your bum.
Yeah.
You'd be quite easy to lob, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would be, exactly. You've created like a giant scratch card.
I had totally forgotten that there was a ball involved and that you were trying to score. I was very much focused on lint rolling and fixing a whiteboard.
Yeah, but there is a ball involved.
Okay.
And, you know, keepers do score now and then. Like, in fact, that's the most exciting part of a keeper's profession is when they accidentally score a goal, either through a long, either goal kick or whatever, or a header in the last minute.
Yeah,
like it's Allison. Almost like we've returned to F1. I'm going to have some very complicated scoring system where somebody gets 25 points, somebody gets 12. You know, so you're going to have to get a score for the goal.
Yeah.
A score for the hair removal and a score for the whiteboarding.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you said how long is a game and I said 90 minutes, but actually the length as it was originally conceived is indefinite. It's how long it takes to clear up your half.
So you could be watching in the queue, not knowing when this game's going to end.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because some two dickheads who don't know what the rules are just wandering around on their asses trying to get as much hair off a field as possible.
Well, they do know what the rules are, but
they're playing
very
good.
It's like a final set in tennis where, I mean, they're getting rid of this rule now, which is a shame, but when it ends like 35-33 and it took 3 days just to do the last game.
Yeah. Or have you ever watched billiards?
Last set, rather.
Billiards is like, you can be so good at billiards that your break never ends. So like, I think Ronnie O'Sullivan got the world record break for billiards and it was like 1,020 and it took 5 hours.
Yeah.
And it's not a spectator sport for a reason.
That's why billiard tables are normally in libraries and next to a selection of brandy because you've got to either have something to read while you're fucking
watching
it.
I'm just worried about the queue. People in the queue, let's give them brandy and books. And then that's fine.
Yeah, that's
true. Fine.
Well, that would improve the game and make it quicker if they're all shit-faced on brandy.
Yeah. Mm. Or we could bring in a different goalkeeper a week who's like test reading their sort of autobiography. They could come and give a live reading.
That's a nice touch,
of
yeah.
their autobiography in the queue for people who can listen while they're waiting to go on the sweeper keeper
just
ride.
Just bear in mind that sports autobiographies are incredibly easy to read. Very light on content. And so you might get through them quite quickly is the only thing. They're almost like the Mr. Men series.
Yeah, they should produce them in that style. Just mostly pictures with, I saved a goal in this game.
Well, it's like Wayne Rooney made, he wrote like three autobiographies before he was 25.
Yeah.
But he packed in a lot. And you know, like
he did extracurricularly.
He'd even learned sentence structure by the third one, didn't he?
One of them was just about elderly ladies. Anyway, right. Well, I think
there's a lot here.
The other solution to waiting time is we've got a fair bit of money. We could build multiple courts, but
I hadn't thought of that. Stupid. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, there's a lot here. Yeah. It still needs a bit of ironing out. We've got plenty of time till the World Cup.
One thing, one zone you should put it in.
Yep.
We're lacking in North America, CONCACAF. One of the best positions that Americans are good at, goalkeepers. Casey Keller, Brad Friedel.
True.
Tim Howard.
Yep.
Brad Guzan to a lesser extent.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of keepers.
And
stick it in
CONCACAF.
Yep, that's a good idea.
But none of those keepers are sweeper keepers, but forget that.
Yeah, that's okay. Because
what turn American keepers into sweeper keepers.
Yeah,
this will encourage the development of that side of the game.
Setting it in North America also does. I don't know if when you go to North America, they have lots of shops that are called something and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I saw a barber's in America where it was kind of on like a retail outlet called Hair and Stuff. I didn't go any further, but this could be called Hair and Stuff. And that sort of covers a multitude of sins. We can be light on detail.
Right.
Yeah.
Hair and Stuff is totally fine. Let's have a go on Hair and Stuff.
Well, also, if it's not always hair, if it's always half marking, we can change it around. It's
exactly.
It could be leaves.
It doesn't matter.
It could be vomit.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a pretty grim game.
It's just stuff. Whatever we've got. Surplus.
We've got
football land at the time.
We've miscalculated the catering at Association Noshball. There's going to be a load of quail eggs all over your sweeper keeper pitch
with your bum.
Yeah,
great stuff. Okay, lovely. Let's have a vote.
Everyone in favour of including sweeper keeper in the CONCACAF area of football land, say aye. After 3, 3, 2, 1.
Aye. Congratulations, Mark.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
stuff.
You. And stuff. And stuff.
Well, that's another episode.
Oh, that's it. That's
that
it. That's done.
By,
that flew
it?
By.
Did
and
we...
it's time for the bird of time to sail past the bell of the end of this show.
Send us your jingles.
Send us your jingles. We need send us your ride ideas.
Yeah.
We need your ride ideas.
Send
we,
us your send us your cash.
Send us your reviews.
Share us. Enjoy us.
Send us a letter.
Send us a letter. Send us your feedback.
Say it. Listen it.
Don't spray
sorted.
It.
Sorted.
Okay, then all right. Let's get it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.